Hi everyone, I'm Sonika Garcia.
And I'm Brad Davidson, and this is Breaking the Code, a podcast series brought to you by Havas Medical Anthropology, which is a part of Havas Health and You.
This podcast aims to debunk the myths about behavioral science, arming our listeners with the information they need to make sense of behavioral science and how to apply this discipline to our role as marketers. So let's introduce you to your lovely hosts. We are joined by Brad Davidson, who is a linguist and an anthropologist who studied medical practice, communication, and beliefs for basically his whole career.
And Sonika Garcia is a behavioral scientist who's interested in modern theories of behavior change. We have very different backgrounds, so we'll be seeing things a little bit differently and talking about them differently, which I think is great. Since part of our remit is to socialize the social sciences within the network and within medical advertising community overall, we started this podcast. So let's go.
Great. Thanks, Brad. So welcome everyone to episode one of Breaking the Code. For us, the code is really about communication and signaling. So first, we need to break the human code, really understanding, you know, how people think, what they say, and what they do. And then we need to break the marketing code. So understanding how we can apply, you know, what we know about human beings to how they act as consumers. Behavioral science has really become a buzzword. It's really gained momentum in the last 5 to 10 years, maybe longer. It's really hard to navigate how to really apply behavioral sciences to the work that we do, whether it be certain marketing work streams or tactics. Brad, would you agree with that?
Definitely agree it's a buzzword. I mean, I don't know if the five-year horizon is the right one or if it's been a 20-year horizon since I've been in the industry and it sort of comes and goes, right? It becomes popular, it becomes less popular. It's definitely been something that's been coming up more and more in the last couple of years, though. I mean, we hear our clients asking for it now. Our partners are talking about it. There's new vendors popping up all over claiming to be based in one social science or another or practice or fields. So I do think it's become a bit of a buzzword.
Right. And I mean, hence this podcast, that's really why we started it. I think naturally when any topic is sort of gaining momentum, attention and discussion, it's talked about by people who maybe don't have the right knowledge or experience to discuss it. And I think what happens as a result is a lot of behavioral science and the principles behind it end up feeling nonsensical or difficult to navigate. You know, how do we really apply it in our work? And so I think the purpose of this episode and this podcast in general is really to help our listeners become better consumers of social and behavioral science. And I think, quite frankly, how we can really cut through some of the BS of behavioral science. So, Brad, let me ask you, what does taking the BS out of behavioral science really entail? Is it more about the concepts themselves, or is it, you know, the application and how we can actually apply behavioral science to our role as marketers?
That's a great question. I actually think it's both. First, I just want to say we're not trying to gatekeep social science here, but I think anything that gets overexposed sometimes loses the core of its identity. I think there's a lot of BS in behavioral science right now, the way it's applied in our industry. And as a trained behavioral scientist, that kind of hurts my feelings, actually. I don't like it when things are misused, but I also think just when you can't separate out what's good from bad, what's BS from not, you end up throwing the whole thing out the window because it's a lot of work to separate the wheat from the chaff, right? And I think that's a bit of a tragedy because the behavioral sciences are different from the bench sciences in their object of study. We study people, and people are the people that we are trying to influence, right? We are trying to change behavior in a health positive way. So we study people, social scientists, and people and human behavior are famously complex, multifactorial, very difficult to parse. It's very hard to quantify us. So you can quantify what they do, but not what they feel. So we're very interested in pharmaceuticals and things like human motivation and how do we increase it to get vaccinated, for example. But measuring human motivation is a lot harder than just giving it a fake number. Like they're a 7 on a 10-point scale. We can quantify things, but it's not certain that that helps us actually do the work we need to do, right? So I don't think it's good behavioral science if you can't really apply it, if you've just done the sort of pro forma we approached it, right? As 7-point scales on motivation, are famously bad at predicting future behavior, for example. So things we can measure, that's great, that looks like social science, but it's not actually social science if we haven't been rigorous and applied it to, like, does this predict future behavior? Does this give us insight into what we need to do?
Yeah, that makes sense. So I think what I'm hearing is we can apply it, but it's also the measurement. You know, did this actually result in the behavior change that we wanted to get our consumers to do? Is that kind of what you're saying?
It is. And I think marketing is itself a form of behavioral science experimentation, at least from our point of view, right? Marketing is designed to change behavior. And so if we approach behavior change like an actual experiment, a formal experiment, then we can measure the results better and start isolating what worked and what didn't. We identify behavior, we identify what we think are the drivers of behavior, we craft an intervention in the form of an ad or a tactic that's supposed to change the underlying motivation in some way that then changes the behavior. Well, those are all testable hypotheses when we launch something. But I think, you know, when it comes to the process, the problem is a lot of the BS is really about the approach and the willingness to do that kind of work, to do that rigorous testing. I think there's a lot of argumentation by claim. So in other words, what I mean by that is saying, like, well, somebody did this because they are risk averse. Okay, prove it. We need to be able to be replicable. I think that's one of the problems that the social sciences have in a bench science driven world like medicine, where, you know, psychology has a replicability problem. I don't think we hold ourselves to the same high standard that, say, a p-value forces you to hold yourself to in a pharmacodynamic study, but we should. It's a different science because we study different things, but it's still a science.
Right. I was just going to say, in the work that we do within health, when we think about science, you know, our minds go to, yeah, of course, things should be tested and over, and the validity of science is a very important part of believing it and applying it to the work that we do. But when it comes to social science and behavioral science, that science aspect of it gets lost. It's like, okay, well, how can we apply this? But then we don't really follow the loop on, well, hey, it is a science. So in order for it to be valid, we need to test it and we need to make sure that it's actually working. I think that that's really spot on. I guess as marketers and the work that we do, you kind of touched on it. I mean, how should we be measuring? What are ways that, as behavioral scientists working in the marketing field, how should we be suggesting and advising that we test our behavioral science interventions?
I think, you know, I don't often quote George Bush, but I think one of the problems is what he called the tyranny of low expectations, the soft tyranny of low expectations. I think we do work, let's say, in heuristics, or let's say in behavioral economics, or in some kind of cultural psychology way. And we make these claims, and then we base a lot of work, or not, sometimes they just get ignored, our recommendations, but let's say that they take them. And we never go back and say, which part of the hypothesis did we get right and which part did we get wrong? Which things should we double down on going forward, and where were we not correct? And I think there's other sciences that are much better at doing that. Social sciences are sometimes held unaccountable. My least favorite thing is when we present something and the client nods and then ignores it because it challenged their preconceived notions, but they had so little respect for what we showed that they don't even bother to challenge us on it. They just ignore it.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And I also will say that just in doing this work, a lot of times applying behavioral science, it's not like, okay, apply it and give us a solution and, like, cure all of the issues and change behavior. Like, it's sometimes it's just, you know, hey, this is how human beings think. And we as marketers need to start thinking in that we're all humans, right? A lot of times in the work that we do, forget that our target audience are humans too. And so we need to think like a regular human being will think. Like, it's just taking it to that level of basic understanding of the species, right? Like, that's just the first way to apply it. And I think we'll talk about this, you know, in episodes in the future, but maybe like an expectation setting too of what behavioral science is and how to apply it.
I think the scope of human thought is pretty big. You know, I do think social scientists are trying to understand what people do, how they think, how they work in groups, right? There's individually focused cognitive social sciences. There's social sciences, meaning how do people work together in groups? That's sociology, that's anthropology, those sorts of things. I'm not trying to guard any perimeters and say, you know, we must be the only ones who understand this, but it's a unique perspective that we bring in. It is a unique data set that we can provide. I think the worst things that happen is people grab the form, but not the substance of something. So we'll talk about heuristics down the road, but I think anyone listening to this podcast has probably heard the word heuristics more in the last 3 or 4 years than they had previously, unless they literally studied heuristics in college. And so you'll get a lot of decks with heuristics all over them, but I'm not so sure if you asked the people who read those decks to write down what's a heuristic, if they'd know what it is, what it's used for, where it comes from, how to separate out bad heuristic claims from good heuristic claims. And so I think, again, that the net result of not being sure what to do with something or not being even sure that you trust something is to ignore it. It's a lot of work to dig in and figure out which heuristics are actually operative. So I think we do ourselves a disservice.
Totally. I couldn't agree more. Okay. So taking the BS out of behavioral science really means, one, setting the right expectation for what the discipline is and how it actually should be applied to understanding consumer, doctor, the behavior of our target audiences. And then once we do apply it to the work that we do, making sure that it's held to the same standard as all other sciences and that we're doing what we need to do to make sure that we're measuring its success and changing, pivoting accordingly. Really just that whole holistic approach to behavioral science within marketing, I think, is really what it's going to take as marketers to take the BS out of behavioral science. You mentioned heuristics. A lot of that is understanding our consumers. And to understand our consumers, we really start with research. And research is a big part of the work that we do. So our next episode is going to be focused on research, specifically discussion guides. If that sounds good to you and you're interested in learning more, please tune in to our next episode. Brad, thank you so much for your insight. I think this was a really amazing introduction into behavioral science and specifically how to take the BS out of it. So thank you.
Thank you for hosting this. And really, I think, you know, again, we both feel pretty strongly about this. There's a lot that behavioral science can offer. I think we have to keep our own house in order too, right? We have to throw a flag if we see something we don't like. But we'll be talking about this and many more topics going forward. This podcast is designed to be an easy digestion for people. It's not supposed to be too long. So yeah, thanks for having me. Been really fun.
Yes. Thank you everyone for listening. Until next time, I'm Sonika Garcia.
And I'm Brad Davidson, and this is Breaking the Code.